Chapter 1, New Life. The Word of God is true to never hold any error. Every statement in this book will be proven true in the Word of God. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Proverbs 30, verse 5, Titus 1, verse 2. Since the beginning of time, mankind has known God. From the creation of Adam and Eve until this very current day, man has had the knowledge of the Creator of the universe. To say someone is excused of the judgment of God is hypocritical to the fact that Adam and Eve both walked with God from their very existence. Adam has passed knowledge of the Creator of the universe down to his offsprings from one generation to the next. From these generations, the knowledge of God has been passed down for thousands of years. This knowledge was known as oral knowledge until the official recording of text came through Moses. These facts of oral tradition alone support the evidence that even the non-believers have knowledge of God, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. From the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1, verse 19 through 20. God alone says man is without excuse to accept Him as the Creator of this universe. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The God of today is the same monotheistic God since the creation of mankind. This is to say, He is the only God serving as one. His name in the Hebrew is Elohim, which means the Creator. Our God is complex in structure, which is hard for human beings to comprehend. His structure is similar to our nature by the facts of Scripture. In the beginning, God made man in His likeness. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea,